base where we got up to last semester. Introducing the Yesoidus of Erev Pesach. What's the din? What's the halachas of Erev Pesach, Rabbi Yisrael? So ultimately, the Gemara, I want to foreshadow, the Gemara on Daf Hey Amud Aleph is going to discuss the timeline on Erev Pesach, on specifically the fact that the Isurim and the transformation of the day sets in at Chatzos, at the halfway mark, as the Gemara is going to say, and Darshan from the word Ach. But I don't want to get too carried away with all the details about how the day transforms, and the Gemara is going to try to, you know, to figure that out. Why is it specifically midday? Why isn't it in the morning? Or that's part of the Shach L'Tarya Daf Hey Amud Aleph that you were going to Mirtzah Shem see briefly, but fundamentally, I want to just talk about the nature of the Isser on Erev Pesach. The Gemara says, Tznan Hossam, we learned in the Mishnah, this is a Mishnah that we saw the first Zman, a debate between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. This debate between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Isai, is on a level of Derabbanon. Tznan Hossam, Rabbi Meir, Omer, Oichlin, Kol Chamesh, V'soifrin, B'tchila Shesh. Rav Meir holds you're allowed to eat chametz in the fifth hour, and you burn in the sixth hour. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees on a level of the Rabbanon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Oichlin Kol Arba. No, you're allowed to eat the fourth hour, but not the fifth hour, disagreeing with the Remeir. Vitolin Kol Chamesh, and situations where you might have Suffolk Truma, you leave it B'Suffolk. V'sarfin B'Tchila Shesh. And then we burn it at the beginning of the 6 hours. So there's a Machlaikis on the books, Rabbi said, that we have in front of us, a Machlaikis of Meir Rabbi Yehuda, whether or not there's an Isser Achila already in the fifth hour. Halach l'maisa, we're machmir about this. That's why the Isser Achila on Erev Pesach is not from the sixth hour. It's already before. And if you look at your manuals on Erev Pesach of all the different hours, it's already from prior. That's based on this Isser D'Rabbanan that Rabbi Yehuda is being extra machmir, that people are not going to be sure about a cloudy day, like the Mishnah explains later on. And therefore, we're machmir not to eat it way before it. Good. But we're not talking about that. That's going to be for the Mishnah on Yud Beis and Mid Beis. I don't want to get carried away with the Machlokes or Meir Rabbi Yehuda, although there is a lot of good lumdis, a Geshmak of Briskerov, on that Machlokes. Let's hold off from that for now. Dr. Gemara, and this is what we need to underline, this is what we need to focus on. The Kulei Alma Miyo Chometz Mishay Shosu Lamala Oser. The common denominator, after all the smoke settles, after you get past the Isurim D'Rabbanon that Rav Meir and Yehuda are debating, everyone agrees that Chometz, from at the end of the sixth hour, Rabbi Yisai, from Chatzos, is going to be Aser. No one. How do you know that? How do we know that? What? So there's a discussion on the level of the Rabbanon, but how do they both agree that on that already by Chatzos it's going to be Aser on the 14th? So Rashi, the Kulei Alma Mia Chametz B'Shei Shosu L'Mala Aser Menat Torah Dilei Mitzra Ad Urza. How do I know this? And what's the connection to the mission that we presented? Remeir Rabbi Yehuda Dilei Mitzra Ad Uter Lo Av Gazer Debeina Debein Yomam Lalele Lo Toyin Shi. Because if the Iser only started at night, and there wasn't an Issa that existed earlier in the day, then they would never have made a Gzera D'Rabbanon. And from the fact that Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda are talking about a Gzera D'Rabbanon, it shows that there must be something to protect on a level of D'Oraisa already on Erev Pesach. But where? Where in the Pesukim do you see such a thing? Dr. Gemara Amar Abai Trey Kroiksa. There are two Pesukim. Ksiv shivas yomim sor lo yimotzi b'batechem. Uksiv ach b'yayim arishin taspisu sor mi b'atechem. Haketza l'rabos arba asar l'bir. So what the Gemara answer? There's two psukim. One pasuk says shivas yomim sor lo yimotzi b'batechem. Afilu shah achas b'toycha shivas yomim uksiv ach b'yayim arishin taspisu. Hare shah bo shah achas. 7 days you have to be chametz free. even for a split second, there can't be any chametz. Haketzad lerabos dal korchach harishon rishon koydim lechol shiva kamar dainu arbaaser. So your automatically conclusion that you have a din of tashvisu to destroy the chametz is on the Yom Rishon, that Yom Rishon can't mean Pesach because it's also to have any chametz on Pesach even for a split second. It must imply that on the 14th you have to destroy it. And that's Kodem Mechol Shiva Kamar, the Hainu Arbaasar. How do we answer the question? How do we answer the question, Rabbi Yisrael? What was the Gemara's kasha? What was Gemara's answer? Anyone help me out over here?
Told me that 7 days I can't have it, but it also told me by Ach that there's some time that I can have it. It can't be that it's already once when Pesach starts.
Okay.
So meaning you have to say the 14th is that time when there's going to be, the issue's going to kick in, but there's also going to be some time during that day when it's winter.
Why is the Isser going to kick in?
Because you can't wait for the Pesach to start to burn it. You have to burn it before Pesach kicks in.
So maybe I have a mitzvah to burn it, and there's no Isser.
No, because the Pesach says 7 days, you can't have chametz.
So that's Pesach. So
when the Pesach says that you have to burn it, on the first day.
I'm going to burn it. Burn it.
But burn it, buddy. Burn it? You're going to be over on Bayer or Bayer Matzah.
Don't burn it on Pesach.
But it says I can't have it for 7 days, and I have to burn it the first day. But how can I burn it if I can't have it?
So the first day is what day?
The 14th.
Good. So I'll burn it. So how do I know that on the 14th that chametz is aser?
Well, why would I need to burn it if it was mutter? Why would I need to burn it?
Whoa, Rabbi Isai, David just said something that's additional to our Gemara. Did everyone hear what David just said? David just said something that I don't have in my Gemara. I like what David said. But that's not in the Gemara, correct? David's saying the implication is that if you're going to now need to be Mevar, and we concluded, like Adman said, that beer can't be on Pesach, so it must be there's a beer that's before Pesach. But now David added something else extra. What did David add? What did David add, Rabbi Isai?
When the Torah tells you to burn it and you don't, you're being over.
Assumes what, Adman?
That if the Torah tells you to burn it and you don't, you're being over the Isser.
Oh, that there's an Isser connected to destruction. Good. So that seems to be something that you have to add to the Gemara, right? Which I didn't see Beferish in Rashi in the Gemara. But before we get to the answer, Rabbi Say, I'm going to foreshadow, this is going to be the next sugya, how to learn exactly what Abai is trying to tell us and what the mucker is going to be a major machlokas Rashi and Tosis. We're going to get to Amir Tashem in the future. But Rabbi Isai, I want to take things one step backwards. What's also unclear to me in this Gemara, which I want to focus on today, Rabbi Isai, in the first sugya, is what did the Gemara mean when it said, the kulei alma chometz mi chatzos is aser. Chametz is aser on what level? What type of iser? What are we talking about? Rabbi says sometimes you can read a Gemara and you can fly through and you don't actually, and then like some guy on the street will like stop you and say, hey, do you know exactly what you just said? Yeah, sure, chametz is aser. What iser? What type of iser? Define to me your terms. So the first place I would look in order to understand this Gemara, Rabbi Isai, is the most fundamental Gemara in Maseches Pesachim, which is the Gemara on Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, which gives us a lot of real estate and understanding of what's actually happening going in from Erev Pesach to Pesach to after Pesach. And that's the Mishnah on Chav Ches Amud Aleph. Chometz shel nochri she'aver lo ha-Pesach muter bano, Baruch Hashem. The Mishnah says that if you sell chametz to a goy, or chametz that's owned by a goy during Pesach, you're allowed to benefit from that. B'shal Yisrael aser ba'anosh nemer lo yirlera l'chasa or. But if you have chametz that's owned by a Jew on Pesach, you are not allowed to derive any benefit from that chametz. Azoy zok the Mishnah. Zok the Gemara, who is the author of our Mishnah? Moni Masnis. Lo Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara stuck. Lo Rabbi Yehuda, V'lo Rab Shimon, v'lo Rab Yosi Aglili. We have three fundamental opinions in the Tanoim about the Isurim going into Pesach, Rabbi Yisai. Mahi, the Brisa says as follows, the Sanya. Chometz bein lefnei zmana bein la'achar hazmano over a love bilav. Tanakam in the Brisa says what? Chometz before Pesach, chometz after Pesach. There's still an Isur d'oraisa al loisase that you can violate if you eat it. Toich zmano over a bilav v'koris. So what's the stringency of chometz on the 7 days of Pesach? You even get koris. Who's this the opinion of Rabbi Yisai? Divrei? Rabbi Yehuda. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yisai? Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a pretty week. Not only is it not a pretty week, I shouldn't say a week, it's not a pretty week plus. Both before Pesach and after Pesach, even though you might not have kares, which you only have on Pesach, if you eat chametz on Erev Pesach or post Pesach, according to Rabbi Yehuda, then you get a lav. Now, is that specifically when a Jew owned that chametz? Good question. Let's assume yes. Although, if you want to really be ma'ayin in that, you should look at the Gemara and the Chav Tesam et Aleph. It might be a machlokes amaram about that. Look at Rav Acha Bar Yaakov in the top of Chav Tesam et Aleph. Okay? Reb Shimon Oimer, Reb Shimon holds, chametz lefnei zmano ulachar zmano, eino over below klum. Toch zmano over alav bekares ubelav. So what is Reb Shimon Shita? Reb Shimon Shita is chametz on Pesach, you violate a loisase and you violate kares. Chametz before Pesach, chametz after Pesach, then what? You don't violate anything. Good? Comes out according to Reb Shimon, you have chametz after Pesach that a person didn't sell. Is there an issur d'oraisa, Rabbi Yisai? Good. Good. So Rabbi Yosi Aglili says no. Chametz is aser, is not even aser ba'ana on Pesach. Okay, I'm not going to talk about Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yosi said, just keep in mind, there is a shita out there of Rabbi Yosi Aglili that holds chametz not even aser ba'ana. So we know we don't paskin like that because we've been talking about iser ba'ana when it comes to chametz on Pesach. But it's interesting to know that there is one opinion that holds like that. Good. So the Gemara says, minayin. U'minayin le'echol chametz b'shei shos l'mal shu over b'loi saseh. Whose opinion is that? That's Rabbi Yehuda. Shenemar loy saichal alav chametz. Diver Rabbi Yehuda. Amar lo Rabbi Shimon v'chiev shal lo erkein v'alo kvar nemar lo socha alav shivas yamim. Tocha alav matzos. Im kei matam lo socha alav chametz. So Rabbi Shimon refutes Rabbi Yehuda and he says you can't say that there's a lav on Erev Pesach because it's linked to the 7 days where there's a mitzvah of matzah. Good. So even machlokes, let's focus, let's ignore Rabbi Yosi Aglili for the time being. Let's focus on machlokes Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, how to learn the psukim, whether or not there's a loisase on Erev Pesach. My time at Rabbi Yehuda, Tlasa Krak, see me, no, but there's an additional psukim, there are three psukim. Ksi, lo yachol chametz v'chol machmetz lo sochel, lo sochel lo chametz, chad lefnei zmano, chad lachar zmano, chad l'toch zmano. Rabbi Shimon, chad l'toch zmano, v'chol machmetz v'bein lo elech disanya, ein li elech nisach me'elav, machmetz d'orach, menayin tam alomar, chol machmetz lo sochel. So the Gemara goes back and forth, Rabbi Yisai, like it does classically, how do you deal with all the psukim according to all the Tanoim? Bottom line, Rabbi Yehuda says you have three psukim telling you for three different zmanim. Rabbi Shimon says, no, those psukim that you use for the different zmanim, I use for the nature of the chametz, that it's not only if it's chametz by itself, but also if it's chametz by some other catalyst, some other ingredient, that also is included in the Yetzirah chametz. But bottom line, according to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yisai, chametz is limited to when? Shivas yamim, toichol of matzos for the 7 days. So now, Rabbi Yisai, I go back in light of this Gemara. I go back to my Gemara on Davdal and Abayis, and I ask myself, Kule Alme, that Chametz on Erev Pesach is Aser. Really? Kule Alma? Who are we talking about? Obvious conclusion, everybody said, what would you say? Is we're talking about who?
Rehuda.
Rehuda. Our Gemara could only be going according to Rehuda, right? Everyone agree with that?
But can't you say Derabanan Deraisa?
You want to love Dafgar Gemara? Our Gemara is quoting Psukim.
I'm saying so. The Gemara over there, meaning the Gemara Koyama on Dalet, Rabbi Shimon would agree, Derabanan.
Our Gemara is quoting Psukim.
But that's quoting Psukim just to tell you the Tashbisu.
It says Dechule Alma Aser. And it's quoting a Pasuk. What are you changing my Gemara for?
Rashi says it's Derabanan.
No. Rashi says that the Machloek is Rabbi Meir of Yehuda is Derabanan. Rashi actually says exact opposite. Rashi says, but the Kule Alma are Moida from Chatzois that it's going to be Deraisa. Their Machloek is only Glagabe when the Derabanan sets in about the fourth hour or the fifth hour. Right, David?
Whoa.
We're not gonna read those words.
Which ones?
Tchila Sheva, do Asr Min HaTorah?
Yeah, it's Chila Sheva, meaning that's
us. It's after midday.
Right, so to say six, though.
No, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for midday, for the seventh hour. This is a little confusing, we're about to say, with the hours. The seventh hour starts after 6 hours are done, post midday. Right?
So we're saying that at the beginning of the sixth, there's an Isser. That's what Gemara is saying.
No.
In between Derabanan and Deraisa.
No. The Chuli Amamiya Chomitz Mishay Shos after 6 hours.
So, but what is it? Oh, so that's referring to.
So that Machlekes Tanoim is what we started off with, or Meir Rabbi Yehuda.
But when we say Sorfim Mitchila Shesh, meaning that means at that point it's still
Derabanan. It's still Derabanan.
Okay.
When the Gemara says that. Kuli Amu, Shishal Sulama, talking about the sixth complete hour. The beginning of seven.
Exactly. Shkayachavi. Exactly.
The Kuli Amu is Isra Achila and Isra Ana.
Oh, good. So Rabbi Sai, so all of you said that L'chayra Argamar is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. I think that makes absolutely no sense, Rabbi Sai. I think you guys fell into my trap. Why do I not want to say that, Rabbi Sai? Although you're right, logically, Rabbi Yehuda on the books holds that there is an Isser to eat Chametz Erev Pesach. Right? That's what we just learned, the Gemara and Daf Chav Ches. But why do I have a problem saying that, Rabbi Yisai?
Says before.
I'm asking Rabbi Shimon.
Nah. I can't.
The Gemara says the Kulei Alma.
Okay. Avi says because the Gemara says the Kulei Alma. Okay, maybe. That's true. That's a good deal. Give me a better reason, Rabbi Yisai.
You have to differentiate between Achila, like the love of Achila versus Ana. As in, you can even explain it according to Rabbi Shimon, that he would say...
Wait, who is talking?
Asher Dauer. Shkayach,
yeah, start again, Asher. Sorry, I didn't see your lips moving. That was just like a weird matzav, yeah?
You have to differentiate between the love of Achila versus... Hana. So Rabbi Shimon would even explain, according to Dalad Beis right here, that you're not allowed to from Sheish Lamala for Achila, but he would say for Hana you're allowed to do it.
I don't know. It sounds like on Chav Ches that according to Rabbi Shimon you're allowed to Minat Torah eat it.
I mean,
the Gemara Daf Chav Ches is talking about Achila.
Yeah, but also it can't be Rabbi Yehuda because he already said Sofer Mitchila Sheish. Like,
that's a Derabanan. That's a Derabanan.
How could it
Julian, what do you want to say, Julian? What do you have? I can't hear you.
Are you talking about beer? Everyone wants to burn out of beer?
Rabbi Sai, before we figure out what we're talking about, Rabbi Yehuda has a pasuk, Loisaycha Olev Chametz. You're not learning out from the psukim of Tashbisu of beer? If the Gemara was in Rabbi Yehuda and the Gemara was saying, how do you know that the Chametz from Chatzos is also to eat? So the Gemara should just say, what if the Gemara says, I'm Chav Ches Amabiz, according to Rabbi Yehuda. I have three Psukim. L'Soichol of Chametz. And that Pasuk, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is talking about Chametz on Erev Pesach. Yet the Gemara is saying Trey Kroy, it says Shivat Yomim, and then it says Tashbisu. What Tashbisu? Who Tashbisu? Why Tashbisu? Loi soy chalolov chametz. It's a mafirish apostle according to Yudah that the Isser of Achilu chametz. This Gemara can't be going according to Yudah. You want to know why it's also to eat on Erev Pesach? According to Rabbi Yehuda, look at the Gemara Chav Kesem and Beis, Beferish. So what we would think is the easiest solution, Rabbi Isai, is the biggest Mufruch solution, is a Pella to say that. Unless, Rabbi Isai, Yosef is 100% right. Unless we're talking about the wrong Yisr. Perhaps we defined our terms totally wrong. The Gemara never said minolon of what type of Isser. Maybe it's not talking about an Isser Achila. Maybe an Isser Achila, you want to know if it's Asr Ba'achila? Learn the second parak. Learn the Gemara Daf Chavches. That's going to be a fascinating machlekes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, what the nature of the Isser Achila on Erev Pesach is. So then what's the Gemara teaching us, Rabbi Yisai? Comes along the Rabbeinu Peretz. Comes along the Ritva. Comes along the Rush. And they say that we defined our terms wrong. Minolan that chametz is usher that what? That even though what? That even though Baal Yura, Baal Yimotze might not apply yet because it's not Pesach yet. There still is an Isser to keep the chametz around, and I have a chiv to destroy the chametz. What's the lashon of the Rabbeinu Peretz? Minolon de ista aser lihashoy sesa chametz. How do I know that I can't keep the chametz around? Not laying in Isser achila. We got to be a totally different Isser. That's the subject matter of the Gemara and Psachim on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Now you learn the Gemara like those Rishonim, Rabbi Yisai, like the Rabbeinu Peretz, like the Rush, like the Ritva, that they steered the Gemara to talking about a totally different topic. Now you understand the Avi's Diak. Dechule Alma! There's something relevant, irrespective of what you hold about the nature of the Isra Achila on Erev Pesach. And that L'choira was what caused these Rishonim to not understand simply that this is talking about what I assumed, which is the Gabi and Isser Achila. Because number one, there's a Gemara that talks about this Beferish on Daf Chav Chesem Beis, and according to those that are Machmir Linyan Isser Achila, have different Psukim and Mekairis to derive such a halacha. And number two, like Avi pointed out, the Gemara said the Chulei Alma, and we're talking within Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Isai. There was a machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda on a level of Derabbanan. And then the Gemara goes straight in and smoothly and says, Dechule Alma. So it sounds like we're looking for a mucker, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. A mucker for what? A mucker that you have to burn your chametz. A mucker that you have to get rid of it on Erev Pesach, and you shouldn't keep it around. Why is that? Because the Torah says Tashbis. Rabbi Isai, that's the opinion of half of the Rishonim. And it's a very smooth read in the Gemara. Everyone with me? We're good? However, it's not the opinion of everyone. And this starts to make things interesting. There is a Gemara on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yisai. A fascinating Gemara that I hope, Mirtz Hashem, we will get up to, and we will definitely spend some time on it. That's going to Kedek Kiddushin to Psochim, and a real fascinating Gemara, getting back to the Yusaidis that we discussed last term about the nature of the Rabbanon, Simirtz Hashem, Habolin, Lutoivan, Dav Zayin, Amar Aleph. A statement from Rav Gidol Amar Rav Chia Amar Rav, Amar Rav Yosef Amar Rav. Three lines for the top. Hamekadesh B'Shei Shal Sulamala, Afilu B'Chitai Kordenaisa, Ein Choyshishin L'Kiddushin. You marry a woman, right, from Sheish Shos Ulamala, okay? So it's not exactly clear, and this is part of the confusion, Is that talking about the Zman of Isurim Derabanan, which would mean the beginning of the 6 hour? Or is it talking about after the 6 hours, already from Chatzos? Okay?
It's before, no, because three lines above it says Derabanan.
Well, that's what Rashi says. HaMekadesh Isha Mishesh Shos Ulamal Mitchila Shesh the Isur Derabanan Hu. Rashi says this is talking about Derabanan. This is a new Gemara. This is a new statement of Gedol Merab. So you don't know. Rashi agrees with you. But I don't think you can necessarily infer that that's the only pshat in the Gemara.
Because it says Delmar. Now, isn't that as a support for a previous statement?
So the answer to that is that it could be that the Zman is the Rabbanan, or it could be the Chametz is the Rabbanan. We'll see in a second. If you turn to the Rif, Rabbi Yisai, yeah, you'll understand why I'm arguing with you, Avi, in a second. If you turn to the Rif, the Rif brings down this halacha. Anyone have where this is in the Oz v'Hadar?
Dav Vav in the Ran.
Dav Vav in the Oz v'Hadar?
Yeah.
Shkaya. So the Rif brings this halacha down. The Amar of Gidol Merav, Mekadesh Isha B'chametz Mishay Shal Salamala, Ba'afilu B'chitei Kordanaisa, Desharim V'yaveshin, Ein Choshin L'Gedushan, D'Yisuri Anoninu. Okay? Comes along the Ma'or HaKotan, the Baal Ma'or, right? Rabbi Yisai, anytime you're going to have a debate amongst the Rishonim, in the back of the Gemara, Rabbi Yisai, it's going to be about the fact, the premise of whether or not this halacha should have been brought down by the Rif, and whether or not this Gemara, there are many lines in the Gemara, Rabbi Yisai, but lav dafka, that means that has halacha lemaisa ramifications. So when the Rif is bringing it down, that means he's codifying that Gemara, and he's saying that this has halacha lemaisa ramifications. So usually the way the sugya is going to start off is the Rif is going to bring something down. The Baal Amor is going to say, you shouldn't have brought this down. I disagree with you, the Rif. This is not la halacha. And then the Mochamas Hashem, who is the Ramban, is defending the Rif from the attacks on the Baal Amor, and he is going to fight the Mochama of Hashem and explain where the Rif was coming from. That's usually the breakdown of the Machloiksim between the Rif, the Baal Amor, and the Ramban. So let's see what happened over here. So Zok the Baal Amor, let's see the Baal Amor, Rabbi Yisai. V'am Rav Gidol Merav, Mekadesh B'shei Shal Salamala, Afilu B'chilte Kordanaisa, Ein Choshen L'Kiddush. Afal pisha kosva harivzal, loy nira lanu lismay chale, the rav latame, the sphere lake rabbi Yehuda, the omer, chametz mishay shos lamala, over a love minatayra. The chachamim osu lasyag shah, shishis midivrayim. Loy kaima lanochi. So, the Baal Amor says, this whole Gemara of Yehuda Merav is talking about what? Is talking about chametz being aser on Erev Pesach, and that's only because Rav, who's an Amira, happened to have paskin like who? Like Rabbi Yehuda. But if you paskin like Rabbi Shimon, there is no iser of achilas chametz koidem Pesach, like the Gemara in Chaches tells us, Rabbi Yisai, right? Says the Baal Amor. And that's going to not only affect from Chatzos and on a level of Doraisa, it's even going to affect in the 6 hour. There's nothing to protect because if there's nothing midoraisa, there's not going to be anything midorabanan, right? So says the Baal Amor, but what's the problem? Who do we paskin like? Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisai, before Pesach. Who do we paskin like? Chametz before Pesach.
Rabbi Shimon.
So says the Baal Amor, the Rif is an overdrive. Why is the Rif an overdrive? Because chametz is not relevant on Erev Pesach. So of course you're a married woman. Of course you gave her food that has worth on Erev Pesach. Look at this piece of chametz on Erev Pesach. Can she get enjoyment or can she not get enjoyment about it? So the Rif says, no, she's not able to get enjoyment. Says the Baal Amor, why? We paskin like Reb Shimon. We don't paskin like Reb Yehuda. The Riff agrees we paskin like Reb Shimon. Rav that said this statement is Lashitoso that paskin like Reb Yehuda. But you should have never brought this down on a level of Deraisa, on a level of Derabbanan. There is no Isser of Achilles Chometz Kodem Pesach. Good? Rabbi said this is going to affect whether or not this woman is killed if she sleeps with another man. Is there Kiddushin over here? It's a very serious suffix. That we now we see how Pesach could now wake around Afkamino Lagabe, you know, an Isser of an Ashes Ish. Elikrib Shimon, Domer Lakamon, Bain Lefnez Vano, Bain Lachrazano, in overall below Klom, Elkachashin Likidusha, Vavade, it's a Kedushin. Miu, says the Balamor, Afla Gab, the Sphere of the Reb Shimon, in over a level like Klom, Lamatsina Chachilik Reb Shimon, Al Medrish, Ach Biyam Arishan Tashbisu, Sorbu, Techem, Achalek. Inami Dixiv, Loisishra, Lolo Chomit, Tam Zivchi, Loisishra, the Pesach, Vadai Chomit Chai, says the Balamor, but I agree. There is something to do with the chametz on Erev Pesach because the Torah said tashbisu. The Torah said to destroy it. Aval lechatchila ein lanu lashoso mishenichse shah shishis. The kaimola mitzvah tashbisu. So therefore, really, is it right that this guy keeps chametz around and gets married with it? No, because he should be kaim his mitzvah of tashbisu mitchila shah shvis midichsev achalek. But the fact that the Torah says is a mitzvah to burn it at the seventh hour. Chachom asu siag, shashishis, midivrayim, and midirabonon. They made a protection, and they backed it up even to the sixth hour. Shalola ashoso, lo sharina lechachilo lemichlet, lo lahenesbo. Avom over v'kiddush, fine. So lechachilo, if he would ask his rav what the appropriate thing to do with that chametz is, he shouldn't have married a woman with it, because he should have done the mitzvah of tashbishu and destroyed the chametz. But says the Baal Amor, but I'm not talking about a world of lechatchila. I'm not talking about the Rabbanans right now. I'm talking about a level of Daraisa. Post facto, is this a married woman? Avad, it's a married woman. There's no Isra on this item.
I mean, don't we take the Rabbanans into consideration by Kiddushin now?
Oh, yeah, that's going to be the whole sugi on Daf Zayin. Let's go do this. Depends on the nature of the Durabana. Not if the Durabana was just to enhance a mitzvah to make sure that you do the mitzvah. It wasn't creating a bona fide Isser. That's what the Baal Amor is saying. Koshkei Mishah Shishis. So even if he didn't, if he got married in the seventh or the eighth hour, says the Baal Amor, Avadu would be married. Koshkei Mishah Shishis, Vilav Darminim Gemara, Af Rav Savarla, Af Rebbe Savarla, Lahadur Rav. Fine. So says the Baal Amor that this is entirely wrong. And the Baal Amor right now argues on the Rif and would say even if they get married in the seventh and the eighth hour, right? We don't know 100. The Baal Amor could be reading like the way Avi learned it, that it was talking about a Derabbanan level. But the Baal Amor says that's inconsequential. Even if they got married in the eighth hour, this woman is a married woman post facto. This is good chametz. This is good money that you married this woman with. And the Rif would say, absolutely not. She could get married to another person right now. She doesn't need a get. Unbelievable. Nafkamina for Mamzerus. Nafkamina, the child of this couple. If she marries another man right now. Rabbi Zai, you'll see where I'm getting to in a second. David, can I have a little time? Yeah, good. Okay. Zokta Melchamis, Rabbi Zai. Melchamis says, in defense of the Rif, not so fast. What did I put on the Ma'ar Mekoymis, Rabosa? The whole Mochamis? Where did I start?
Start from the beginning until the word Teda, I think.
Omer HaKoysev. Ein ze nochon. She'ein lecha b'toyre dover she'tzarech hashbosa u'mutter ba'achila. Says the Ramban, something very similar to what David assumed in the Gemara. If the Torah tells you to destroy something, then obviously that has some evil spell on that item. That has something prohibitive to its very nature. Don't just think that there's a random tashbisu and it doesn't imply that there's something negative with this item. V'kach, but then the Ramban says, and I'll prove it to you. V'kach omru b'gemara le'el dalet amid beis, and this is beferish. Our Gemara, says the Ramban. The Ramban proves and starts his defense of the Rif based on our Gemara of the Kulei Alma Mi Chametz Asher Mi Chatzos. The Kulei Alma Mi Chametz Mishay Shaos Lamala Asher Midaraisa. The Loy Amru Tzarech Beer Midaraisa Lefishyesh Bechlal Ashpasa Shebetoyra Isser Achila. Ulrab Shimon, Ulrab Meir, Echad Isser Achila, the Echad Mitzvahs Beer Mehocha Nafke. Says the Ramban, from the fact that the Torah was mitzaveh you in a mitzvah to burn, that shows to you the chulei alma. Even according to Reb Shimon, there must be an iser achila on the chametz. Now, you want to know, Rabbi Isai, is there an iser lav? Will I get malchus? What's the Ramban going to say to that? No. There's no malchus. That's the Gemara in Chav Ches. That's Gemara, that's going to be a Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. That's the Gemara in Chav Ches. But don't now extrapolate from there that that means that according to Rabbi Shimon, and if we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, that that means that this woman is going to be a married woman. That means that she's an Eishes Ish. No. You could have your cake and eat it too. You could assume like Rabbi Shimon that there's no lav on Erev Pesach, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's mutter. Mida Oraisa on Erev Pesach. Aye, where is your mucker that there's an Isser if there's not going to be a lav? If he doesn't subscribe to the drushes of Rabbi Yehuda on Chav Ches Amud Aleph, so how do you asser it? From the fact that the Torah said destroy it, it implies that there must be something problematic with this item. And from the very pasuk of destruction of Tashbisu that exists on Erev Pesach, I know that this Chametz is Asser. The Mela comes along the Melchames and sets us up, Rabbi Yitzchak. When we learn the Gemara and Daf Zayin, and we see that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav said a statement that if you were Mekadesh a woman on Erev Pesach, right, there's a concept of Ein Kiddush of Kiddushin. Is that only according to Rabbi Yehuda's Zakhtar Ramban? No. That's Lekulei Alma. And that's the defense of the Rif. So it comes out, Rabbi Yitzchak, our innocent Gemara, our Gemara that we think says, all right, it's a Gemara deciding when you should destroy the Chametz, is not just a Gemara that's telling you when to destroy a Chametz, is a Machlokes Rishonim, whether or not a woman who gets married on Erev Pesach is going to be actually an Eishes Ish, according to us who subscribe to Rabbi Shimon Shita, and don't accept the Mekorus of Rabbi Yehuda on Daf Chav Ches. And there is no lav on the achila of chametz on Erev Pesach. Is there still going to be an iser essay of chametz from the psukim of Tashbisu? Comes along the Ramban and the Rif and says yes, and therefore she's not a married woman. Comes along the Balamor and says absolutely not. And it's even usher to get benefit from. Ela b'mitzvah hashpasa v'lo k'siv ba loisoicha loisoichlu kibetoich zmano ela b'drabbanan gzeira shem yisha v'lo yivar b'yoichol. So he's saying the iser hana, right, is only going to be aser midrabbanan. The loy mishtam etana v'tanei chametz l'pnei zmano mutter v'neimer Reb Shimon hi v'achar zmano stam l'tana kavasei ela vadim Reb Shimon be'iser shu aser v'afilu iser midrav reyem ma bein shei shos Reb Shimon l'sha shish Reb Yehuda. Teda the Rav Meir Vader Reb Shimon Svirle the Shamina Le the Shari Chametz Shall Nachri Shall of a Pesach of Ach Svara Lo Asya El Alibri Reb Shimon Kedemuch Berakol Shav Afilu Hacha Vahasam Mukmina Reish the Pirkan the Kol Shah Reb Meir Tani Kol Shah Shemut Lecho Machil Umuter Ban Asa Avers Mano Aser Ban Asa the Hainu Shows the Rabbanim Skani Nami Okimna Hamani Reb Gabliel. Fine. So comes along the Ramban and he says that it's going to be Aser Vachila. And it's going to be Aser Ba'anah Midrabbanan. So Rabbi Yisai, it comes out that according to the Ramban, you don't read our Gemara the same way the Rishonim, the Rabbeinu Peretz, the Rosh, and the Ritva, the beginning of our Sugya, assumed that all our Gemara was telling us was not leaning in Isra Achila. No, perhaps our Gemara is also talking lenient Eser Achila. Aye, isn't it true that Reb Shimon is not the one who subscribes to the Eser Achila from the Gemara on Daf Chesam and Aleph? No, so says the Ramban, you're right. There is no Eser Achila when it comes to a lav. But from the fact that the Torah told you to destroy it, according to the Ramban, there still is going to be an Isser D'Oraisa from Tashbisu, and therefore our Gemara could still be talking about Le'inyan Achila. Okay? So Rabbi Isai, so far right now, what do we have? According to the Baal HaMor, Rabbi Isai, how's the Baal HaMor going to read our Gemara and Daf Dalet Amud Beis? The Chule Alma Mia Chametz is Aser from Chatzos. How's the Baal HaMor going to read it? Can the Baal HaMor say that this is talking about Le'isser Achila?
Just beer.
No, it has to be beer. So it has to be L'chara that the Baal HaMor is going to assume, like the Rabbeinu Peretz, like the first way that we discussed. Masha Enkin, according to the Ramban, you introduced a new avenue that although it's not the classic Isser Achila, the bona fide Isser Achila that Rabbi Yehuda subscribed to, so now you see that later Gemaras, the Gemara Daf Zayin, according to the Ramban, is now creating a new path Le'inyan, our Gemara on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, which ultimately is going to have tremendous ramifications. What's going to be with a married woman, both on the 6 hour, according to what Rashi says, and what Avi pointed out? Is there even an Issa D'Rabbanan Le'inyan Issa Achila and Ana? Because that will now depend on what do I hold past Chatzos. Was there a Gzeira D'Rabbanan or not? But also, like the Baal HaMor argues, even if I marry at the 8th hour, even if I marry later in the day, according to the Baal HaMor, La Halacha, that's totally irrelevant, and therefore the woman would be a full married woman. Rabbi Tzai, are those the only two opinions? Does anyone else agree with the Shita of the Ramban? Yeah, any questions, Rabbi Isai? Yeah.
Rabbi, can you quickly recap how the Ramban would then read our Gemara and Dalet Amud Beis?
I think the Ramban would read our Gemara exactly. Let's just see the way he says it.
Like the Ritva?
No, the opposite of the Ritva. Look at the Ramban. Ein ze nochin she'ein lecha b'tara davar she'tzarach hachbasa u'mutar ba'achila. What does the Ramban hold? What's his principle? His principle is if the Torah told you to burn something, then it's got to be that item is what?
Isser Achila.
Asser Achila. Torah doesn't tell you just to burn. The Torah, by telling you to burn, means that there's something bad about that item. So by the fact that the Gemara is telling me a mucker that I have to destroy something, says the Ramban, I know that it's Asser Achila. I know from that word of destruction, from that sivoy to destroy. And Mela says the Ramban, even according to Reb Shimon, chametz not mutter to eat on Erev Pesach. Chametz is not allowed to eat on Erev Pesach. But it's not mutter to eat. So therefore, this woman got nothing. She got gypped. Right? You guys gypped this girl. Right? You gave her something under the chuppah and you gypped her. This is the biggest scandal ever. Right? It's worse than not showing up to the chuppah. You gave her chametz on Erev Pesach, which according to Reb Shimon is also to eat. You thought, no, Reb Shimon, no, that's the Baal HaMor. The Ramban doesn't agree with that. So therefore, the Ramban says, our Gemara and Daf Dalet tells us something earth-shattering, that the way everyone learns the Gemara and Daf Chavches is totally wrong. You think from the Gemara and Chavches that according to Reb Shimon, it's smooth sailing until Shkia on Leil HaSeder. Says the Ramban, absolutely not. That's wrong. Don't think that, you know, all the Torah says was let's get a mitzvah and give out some chocolate lollipops by a bonfire and we'll all be rejoicing. No. That's going to actually affect whether or not this woman is going to be married, albeit not being with a classic lav that Rabbi Yehuda subscribes to. So that's a totally different beer in the Gemara and Daf Dalet Amud Beis. That means that the Gemara and Daf Dalet Amud Beis is actually telling you in Isser Achila. Yeah, David.
According to the Baal HaMor, you're going to be allowed to be mevatel your mitzvah of Tashbisu and then still do Kedushin? There's not going to be...
No. You're not... I don't like your terminology. I mean, I don't not like your terminology. I love you, but you asked me, are you going to be allowed to be mevatel a mitzvah? I mean, David, are you allowed to not wear tefillin this morning?
No.
Right. So you're not allowed to do that either.
But I'm saying, but so after the fact, it's not.
If you don't wear tefillin this morning, is the girl you married married?
Yeah.
Well, unless it's a mekachtos, because she thought you're actually a gavaraba. So outside of the world of mekachtos, are you married? 100%. Right? There's nothing, there's no problem with the marriage other than you're an eisvarf.
Right. Okay. But it's not, there's no issue of like hamitzvah above avera?
Nah. No. Mitzvah of Avera has to be in tandem, has to be the... No, I don't think so. No.
Right, thank you.
And a mitzvah of Avera doesn't apply to a bitul mitzvah essay.
Thank you.
Where's the proof that having to destroy something means that there's something inherently wrong with the object? The whole reason why we're destroying this in the first place, that it's usher on Pesach, because Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold by Rabbi Yehuda that there's a puzzle.
But the Torah didn't tell you to destroy it on Pesach. The Torah told you to destroy it before Pesach.
Because you can't hold it on Pesach. If you owned it on Pesach, that's what's inherently wrong with the chametz. There's nothing.
So you're saying.
Wrong
so you're
before.
Saying. You're saying it's just a technicality. It's not going to work out to destroy it on Pesach. So therefore, we're going to back the car up a little bit. We're going to put the car in reverse, and we're just going to make it beforehand. Says the Ramban. No, the Ramban says if the Torah decided and gave you a mucker that the beer has to be on Erev Pesach. So that shows you that there's already something problematic about this entity already on Erev Pesach. It's not just a technicality. That's not the way the Torah works. The Torah doesn't work in reverse. The Torah, we derive from the Torah that there's actually something problematic, albeit not in full force, on already on Erev Pesach. Where is it the Svara that you're asking that what we have to destroy is obviously Usser? I think that's a Svara. And Ad Kedei Kach, I think that's a Svara that David Rubin read the Gemara with. David Rubin saw already in the Gemara that once the Torah said you have to destroy it, obviously there must be some Isser. We didn't see anyone before this Ramban that actually assumed that. But that's exactly the way, David, what you said is in the Ramban.
Then I guess my question would be is where is the, like, you have to say why it's an issue. You can't just say that there's a random pro, because you can't just, you have to destroy it that there's something inherently wrong with it. You need a proof for that.
The Svara.
Where's the Svara? Where's that from?
Ramban says we look at all of the situations where the Torah told you to destroy things. It's all from things that are inherently problematic.
Yeah, but this is only in how we say already that it's only inherently problematic before, I mean, on Pesach, not before.
No. That's not what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying it can't mean on Pesach. So therefore, when the Torah says Tashbisu, it meant on Erev Pesach. Okay, says the Ramban. So you have a mitzvah to destroy an Erev Pesach? Must mean that I could apply my Svara. Things that are destroyed are obviously problematic. And that's the way he starts his piece. That's the way he starts his thesis. Things that are destroyed are usher. Right?
I guess I just don't understand the Svara. I mean, I would assume that the issue is that there's something that's problematic, therefore we must destroy it. If it's not problematic, we won't have to destroy it. It's only problematic because you can't destroy it on Pesach, because on Pesach
it's
already
an issue. You just said something that's problematic, you have to destroy it, right? You're not going to have to destroy something that's not problematic, correct?
But it's not problematic, Erev Pesach.
No, it is. By the fact that the Torah told you to destroy it, that shows that it's problematic.
That's like saying every single rectangle is a square. Every single. Every single square is a rectangle. Not every single rectangle is a square.
Okay.
I guess I don't.
All right. No, you don't have to accept the Ramban, but that's the way the Ramban assumed and the Ramban approached the Gemara. Yeah, David.
Is the Ramban holding not like the Rambam when it comes to Tashbisu?
What do you mean?
A Sheva Al Ta'aseh as opposed to an Asay?
Oh, excellent. Give me a little room. We're getting there, Mitzvah. We're getting there, Mitzvah. Rabbi Isai, is there anyone else? By the way, did everyone get to hear in the Maamar Kaimus?
No.
Okay. So, Rabbi Isai, so I'm going to stop over here. We're going to pick up with Tosis tomorrow. And Amir Tzashem will see the Rabbeinu David. I would also, I didn't put it on the Maamar Kaimus. If you